H2 Redefining Retirement, From Endpoint Thinking to Starting Point Thinking /H2. P. The vast majority of people understand retirement within the narrative framework of the industrial era, work hard for 40 years, save up enough money, then stop working at a certain legal age and spend the rest of your life depleting that savings. Implicit in this narrative is an assumption: retirement is the final stage of life, an exit rather than an entrance. But with life expectancy surpassing 80 and AI reshaping entire industries, this narrative has completely broken down, /P. The truly worthwhile question is, what is the essence of retirement? If we deconstruct the word retirement down to its first principles level, we find that it points to two core pursuits: financial autonomy and time autonomy. You no longer need to sell your time to sustain your life, and your time is entirely under your own control. That's it, /P. This means that retirement is not a concept of age but a concept of state. You do not retire at 65, you retire at the moment you achieve financial and time autonomy. This definition pulls retirement from the endpoint to the starting point. It is no longer the closing ceremony of life but the opening ceremony of truly mastering your own time, /P. Based on this first principle, we can construct a complete retirement system. This system does not teach you how to save money. It teaches you how to systematically build the dual engines of financial autonomy and time autonomy. It is not an investment strategy but a design philosophy for your lifestyle. It is not prepared for age 65 but can begin construction today, /P. In this article, we will explore four core dimensions: the construction logic of the financial independence layer, the foundational configuration of health assets, the long-term investment in social networks, and the second curve of meaning creation. Each layer is not isolated but together forms an irreversible retirement system, /P. H2 First Principles, the four foundational variables of retirement, /H2. P. If we are to design a retirement system from scratch, we must first identify the foundational variables that determine the success or failure of retirement. Borrowing from the framework of systems engineering, retirement is essentially a multivariable system optimization problem. We need to maximize the total output of financial autonomy and meaning creation within a limited life cycle while minimizing risk exposure, /P. The first foundational variable is the savings rate. This is not about how much you earn, but how much you spend. A person earning $1 million a year but spending $900,000 will achieve retirement 3 times slower than someone earning $300,000 but spending only $100,000. This variable is directly determined by your consumption structure and lifestyle, /P. The second foundational variable is the rate of return on assets. Can your assets continuously generate cash flow, and can that cash flow outpace inflation? This touches on the core logic of asset allocation. What you need is not a high rate of return but a stable and sustainable rate of return. A passive income portfolio with an annualized 5% return but extremely low volatility is far more suitable for a retirement system than an investment strategy with 20% annualized return that could be cut in half at any time. /P. The third foundational variable is the time window. Compound interest is extremely friendly to the young but harsh on the middle-aged. A person who begins systematic retirement system construction at 25 and someone who starts at 45 may end up with vastly different results, even if the latter earns 3 times more. The difference in time window is often more decisive than the difference in income, /P. The fourth foundational variable is meaning density. After retirement, your scarcest resource is not money but attention. If your retirement life lacks a structure of meaning, no matter how much money sits in your bank account, you will fall into an existential void. Meaning density determines the quality of each day after retirement, and the accumulation of quality over time determines the quality of your entire retirement life, /P. These four variables are strongly coupled. A high savings rate accelerates the closure of the time window. A stable rate of return provides a financial safety cushion, and high meaning density prevents systemic hollowing out after retirement. A shortfall in any single variable will drag down the effectiveness of the entire system, /P. H2 Financial Independence Layer, from passive income to lifetime cash flow / H2. P. The first step in constructing the financial independence layer is to conduct a thorough audit of your financial situation. You need to know three sets of numbers clearly: your annual expenditure, your investable assets, and what percentage of your annual expenditure is already covered by passive income. These three numbers form your retirement progress bar, / P. P. There is a very important but often neglected principle here. Your retirement goal is not the absolute amount of assets, but the ratio of passive income to annual expenditure. When this ratio reaches 1, you are theoretically already retired. Many people fall into the number illusion. They set a massive savings goal, like 5 million or 10 million, but never calculate how much passive income they actually need to cover their living costs, / P. P. Passive income should not come from a single source. A robust retirement financial system requires at least three independent income sources. First, dividend and interest income from financial assets. Second, rental income from real estate or REITs. And third, royalty and licensing income from knowledge assets or digital assets. These three sources should have low correlation with each other, ensuring that fluctuations in any single source do not cause the collapse of the overall system, / P. P. Greater than a widely misunderstood concept is the 4% rule. Many believe that withdrawing 4% annually from the principal can achieve perpetual retirement, but this assumption is based on the specific stock and bond performance of a particular period in the United States. A safer approach is to build a spend-only-the-yield, not the principal passive income model. Your retirement life should be entirely supported by the output of assets, not the depletion of assets, / P. P. At the asset allocation level, the retirement system needs an anti-fragile structure. This means your investment portfolio should benefit from rather than be harmed by market volatility. Specific strategies include maintaining enough living expenses for 2 years as a cash buffer, allocating a certain proportion to hard assets such as gold and real estate, and using options strategies to capture additional returns during periods of elevated volatility. Together, these strategies form a financial engine capable of continuously generating cash flow in any market environment, / P. P. It is worth noting that the financial layer of the retirement system should not completely exclude active income. Many people maintain some form of creative work after retirement: writing, consulting, investment management. This semi-retirement state is actually the optimal solution for a retirement system. It maintains economic resilience while preserving the channel for meaning creation, / P. H2 Health Asset Layer, the underlying hardware of the retirement system, / H2. P. If the retirement system is compared to a computer, the financial independence layer is the software, and the health asset layer is the hardware. Once the hardware is damaged, no matter how good the software is, it cannot function. The construction of the health asset layer should unfold across three dimensions: physical function, mental health, and medical resource allocation, / P. P. The maintenance of physical function follows the principle of use rather than preservation. Human bodily functions follow the law of use it or lose it. Muscles atrophy without use, joints stiffen without use, and the brain degenerates without use. The greatest health risk after retirement is not illness but the cliff-like decline in activity levels. A person who switches directly from high-intensity work to zero activity will experience a significant decline in physical function within 3 to 6 months, / P. P. Therefore, the health layer of the retirement system requires you to establish an alternative activity structure. This does not necessarily mean going to the gym every day but rather embedding movement into daily life. Walking instead of short-distance driving, standing workstations instead of prolonged sitting, gardening and crafts instead of sofa time. The core of this alternative structure is to keep the body operating under a state of moderate load, / P. P. The importance of mental health in the retirement system is often underestimated. Retirement signifies a profound social role transition. You withdraw from a role with clear identity and responsibilities and enter a new phase that requires self-definition. The psychological impact of this transition is no less than that of unemployment, and perhaps even more profound. because it is irreversible, slash P. P. The most effective way to guard against this psychological impact is to establish identity anchors for post-retirement life in advance. This anchor could be your hobbies and interests, your philanthropic work, your intellectual property, or your deep connection with family. The key is that this anchor must already exist and be sufficiently stable before retirement, not something you search for temporarily after retiring. Retirement is the moment that tests the depth of your life, and depth can only be gained through long-term cultivation, slash P. P. Medical resource allocation is the most practical part of the health asset layer. You need to do three things. First, secure adequate medical insurance covering major illnesses and long-term care. Second, establish a system of regular checkups and health monitoring to ensure problems are detected early. Third, build long-term relationships with one or two trusted physicians to avoid falling into an information vacuum when medical decisions are needed, slash P. H2 social network layer. Retirement is not an island, slash H2. P. Humans are social animals, and the quality of social connections directly determines the happiness of retirement life. Extensive sociological research shows that the group experiencing the fastest decline in happiness after retirement is not the group with the worst financial situation, but the group with the weakest social networks. Money can buy comfort, but not a sense of belonging, slash P. P. The social network layer of the retirement system needs to solve a structural problem. The workplace naturally provides a set of social infrastructure. Colleagues, clients, and partners form the backbone of your social network. When you exit the workplace, this infrastructure also disappears. If you do not build an alternative social network in advance, you will find yourself in a social desert, slash P. P. The construction of alternative social networks should proceed simultaneously from three directions. The first direction is interest communities. Join or create a community related to your interests, whether a book club, a hiking group, a photography club, or a charitable organization. Social connections built on shared interests are the most enduring and authentic. The second direction is cross-generational connection. Do not only associate with peers, deliberately build relationships with younger generations, which will provide cognitive renewal and energy exchange. The third direction is deepening family bonds. Retirement is not about distancing yourself from family, but redefining your role within the family, transitioning from an economic provider to an emotional connector. Slash P. P. Greater than a fact that is easily overlooked. After retirement, the quality of social relationships matters far more than the quantity. You do not need to know many people, you only need to build deep connections with a few. These connections are not based on the exchange of interests but on shared interests, values, and life rhythms. Two or three friends with whom you can have deep conversations are far more supportive of your retirement life than dozens of superficial acquaintances, slash P. P. The social network layer also has a hidden return. It serves as your alternative channel for obtaining information. In the workplace, your information flow is naturally provided by your job. After retirement, without actively constructed information channels, you will gradually become disconnected from the outside world. The social network assumes this function of information relay, keeping your cognition updated in sync with the world, slash P. H2 meaning creation layer, the second curve of retirement slash H2. P. The most easily neglected yet most fatal layer of the retirement system is meaning creation. Financial freedom solves the problem of what you do not have to do, but it does not answer the question of what you should do. When earning money is no longer the driving force of life, you need a new engine to drive your everyday, slash P. P. The first principle of meaning creation is, meaning is not found but constructed. Many people have a misconception, believing that with enough money and free time, the meaning of life will naturally emerge. The truth is precisely the opposite. The absence of meaning will not be automatically filled by the increase of time and money. It requires you to consciously construct a framework of meaning and invest in it continuously, slash P. P. This meaning framework typically contains three elements: creation, contribution, and connection. Creation means continuously producing something of value in a certain domain, whether an article, a handcraft, a course, or a garden. Contribution means that your output has a positive impact on others, even a small one. Connection means that through creation and contribution, you build relationships with a larger group or cause. These three elements together weave a web of meaning that gives you a reason to get up every day. P. Charles Handy's second curve theory is particularly applicable to the retirement system. The first curve is climbing in the workplace, and the second curve is finding a new space for growth after retirement. The second curve is not a continuation of the first, but a brand new trajectory that begins before the first curve reaches its peak. If your first curve is financial management, your second curve might be garden design. If your first curve is software engineering, your second curve might be nonprofit education. P. The optimal time to start the second curve is 5 to 10 years before your retirement. This means you need to start exploring and cultivating your second curve direction with your spare time while still in the workplace. This is essentially a risk hedge. If your first curve ends early, the second curve can seamlessly take over. If your first curve continues smoothly, the two curves can develop in parallel, forming a richer structure of life. P greater than a well-thought-out retirement system will make the meaning creation layer the layer that receives the most time investment among all layers. This is because the financial independence layer and the health asset layer are fundamentally in service of the meaning creation layer. They provide the infrastructure, while the meaning creation layer provides the purpose itself. P. H2 implementation framework, a 5-year advancement plan. H2. P. Constructing a retirement system is a long-term project, but its initiation can begin with a small step today. We design a 5-phase advancement framework, with each phase corresponding to 1 year, gradually transforming the retirement system from concept to reality. The first phase is the diagnosis period. You need to complete 3 key audits: a financial audit, sorting through all income, expenditure, assets, and liabilities; a health audit, conducting a comprehensive physical examination and establishing a health baseline; and a time audit, recording every hour of usage over 2 weeks. The product of the diagnosis period is a complete baseline report that lets you clearly know where you stand. The second phase is the planning period. Based on the diagnostic results, formulate your retirement system blueprint. Clarify your target retirement age, target passive income, and target alternative income sources. Meanwhile, begin experimenting with your second curve direction. Use your spare time to try 2 to 3 potential domains and observe which direction most stimulates your sustained commitment. The third phase is the execution period. Fully execute your financial independence plan, optimize your consumption structure, raise your savings rate to the target level, and begin systematic asset allocation. Simultaneously switch the second curve from experimental mode to semi-professional mode, starting to produce and accumulate with regularity. On the health front, establish a medium to high frequency exercise and lifestyle rhythm. The fourth phase is the reinforcement period. By this time, your passive income should be covering over 50% of your annual expenditure, the second curve should have formed a basic output capacity, and your health assets should be in a well-maintained state. The core task of this phase is to reinforce the connections between all subsystems, ensuring they collaborate rather than constrain each other. The fifth phase is the release period. Your retirement system is essentially complete, and you can choose to fully exit the first curve or switch freely between the two curves. At this point, you possess a self-operating life system. The financial layer automatically generates cash flow. The health layer remains in maintenance mode. The social layer provides stable emotional support. And the meaning layer continuously produces value. You are not retiring. You are running an upgraded version of yourself. H2 common misconceptions and first principles corrections. H2. The topic of retirement is filled with popular but unexamined beliefs. Let us use first principles to deconstruct some of the most common misconceptions one by one. The first misconception is equating retirement with doing nothing. From a first principles perspective, the core of retirement is autonomy, not escape. The human nervous system requires a moderate level of stress and challenge to maintain a healthy state. Complete idleness is not freedom but a form of chronic depletion. A truly high-quality retirement life involves choosing things that both challenge you and bring you satisfaction, on your own terms, The second misconception is over-focusing on financial goals while neglecting other layers. Many people become financial fanatics in the pursuit of financial freedom, calculating every penny while losing the ability to enjoy life. The goal of the retirement system is for you to have an abundant life, not for you to become a wealthy but boring person. The financial layer is a necessary condition but not a sufficient one, The third misconception is waiting for everything to be ready before starting. This is among the most harmful of all delayed gratification mindsets. The retirement system is a process of gradual construction, not a one-time project. You do not need to wait until full financial independence before building the health layer, social layer, and meaning layer. These layers should be advanced simultaneously starting now, because the synergistic effects between them will accelerate the entire process, The fourth misconception is binding retirement to age. You may achieve financial independence at 35 or still be working for a living at 65. There is no necessary connection between age and retirement. Retirement is a choice of financial state and lifestyle, not the arrival of a legal age. Freeing yourself from age anxiety is the first step in building a retirement system, H2 conclusion, retirement is a beginning, not an end, H2. When we re-examine the word retirement through the lens of first principles, it sheds all the negative connotations of aging, withdrawal, and termination, revealing its true face. Retirement is the moment when you finally no longer need to exchange time for money, the moment when you fully control your own timeline, the moment when you switch from a scripted life to a self-designed life, Building a retirement system is an act of taking responsibility for yourself. It requires you to honestly face your financial situation, health status, and life goals. It requires you to design your life with the mindset of an engineer. It requires you to prepare for retirement when you do not yet need to retire. This kind of advance planning is not anxiety but foresight, When you possess a complete retirement system, what awaits you each morning when you wake up will no longer be an alarm clock and a commute but a day of possibilities defined by yourself. This is not an escape from reality but an embrace of a more authentic, freer, and more abundant version of life. The retirement system is, in essence, a freedom system. And freedom deserves that you begin building it now,